There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder.
Welcome to Community Forum. Today is May 25th, 2023. I'm Priscilla Almquist-Olson, your host, and we're in the little studio, we call it here at ECAT, so that we can Zoom with our people we're going to interview today. And my guest to my left is Rita Corey. She's the director of music and organist at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, my church. And she has been intimately involved with Angioma Grievous, violinist since she was a little girl, as her piano teacher and friend. And with so welcome, Angioma, and welcome Yvonne Brooks, her mother, once again to this show. So nice to see you. Yes. Okay. And a lot's been happening. When we interviewed you last time, you had won the Sphinx Award, is it?
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And you had won $50,000. You were the nation's number one violinist in this competition. And then you were the most popular with the audience. So you got an extra $5,000. So I know you told us you were going to put that money toward buying a better violin. Have you done anything with that, or have you been just too busy?
You got it out before I could. I've just been so busy with rehearsing and practicing and performing and also finishing up my degree. So I haven't had the chance to fully, you know, decide on an instrument or anything like that, but that will come. So I'm excited to do that and use the money towards education and more to do with becoming a better violinist.
Great. Well, you've had an exciting life since we talked last. You have actually been trotting the globe, haven't you? You've been to Germany, you've been to England. So tell us a little bit about that since you won the Sphinx Award. And that's with your quartet.
Yes. So in April, early April, or I guess the second week of April, my quartet participated in the first international string quartet competition in Bad Tölz, Bavaria, Germany. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. We won third place, which was so exciting for us. And we were just surrounded by lots of friends that we knew from other competitions, like the competition that we did in Banff in last August, and being surrounded by an incredible jury and being in Germany. For some of us, it was our first time, but for me, it was maybe my second time, and it was just an all-around rewarding experience.
Well, I know Bad Tölz because I lived in a small village not too far from there, Irschenhausen, on a farm with my former husband for 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and we lived in a wonderful Bavarian farmhouse. We would sit on our balcony, on the third floor balcony of this giant farmhouse, and look at the Prairie Alps in July covered with snow.
Wow.
And it was wonderful. And our little village had an oompa band and also a folk dance group, as well as a little Gaststätte, which is an inn. And anyway, it's a wonderful place. People there are very happy. Did you notice?
I did notice that people are very happy. They're very kind. And yeah, just love life.
Yes, and that's expressed in their music and dance. So anyway, so what happened at that festival competition?
So there were two rounds. We arrived, I guess, 2 days early, just so we could acclimate to the time difference and just get used to the environment that we were in. And the first round, we played the first movement of Beethoven String Quartet, Opus 18, number 5 in A major. So that was the piece we were able to choose to play. And then after you choose what you want to start with, the judges then throw anything at you and decide whatever movement from the works that you submitted that they want to hear next. So they asked us to play, what was the second piece?
Liggety?
No, that was third, but that was really funny. So my mom gave the punchline to a really frightening experience in some ways, but now it's more funny. The judges asked us to play Liggety, and on our submission sheet, we hadn't put Liggety. In fact, we had put Shostakovich String Quartet number 3 in F major, but the way the judge had said Liggety was very convincing. So we all looked at each other and looked at the audience and looked at the judges in absolute shock, because we were like, oh no, were we supposed to play Liggety? But they just had a little mix up. It was pretty funny in the moment. But yeah. And then the second round, which was the day, it was the day after, we played the complete Brahms C minor quartet.
And how did that go?
It went well. It was great to hear feedback from the judges and to hear, I think even, I mean, all commentary is very welcome, and it means a lot to us. But I would say the commentary from the audience is always rewarding and interesting to hear how they received our work. And I know for me personally, I think a lot about the difference between American style of quartet playing and European style of quartet playing. And it was nice to hear that some people felt that we had a nice blend of the two. So,
Yvonne, were you present at during this time?
No, it's not my season for Europe. I like your thought. No, I wasn't there for this one, but
So you're very proud of your daughter. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your pride about your daughter.
Oh, I thought you said prize. She's just amazing and special and one of the sweetest people I know on the planet. And that means the world to me.
You're her biggest fan, I know.
Oh yeah. Rita's like right there with me. she's amazing. Yep. I mean, you know, she just recently, actually Tuesday, she won two prizes in another competition. It was called the Concert Artists Guild, and it was held in Brooklyn, New York. And she competed as both a soloist and as a member of the Abeo Quartet. And she won both as a soloist and as a member of the Abeo Quartet. The quartet won as well. So that was an extremely prideful moment as well. She played beautifully, and the quartet played beautifully, and just very happy for her. And very proud of her for surviving the last several months, which have been completely overwhelming and continuing through another few days, I'd say.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have been able to get through it if it wasn't for my mom's continuous support and encouragement. So I'm very grateful.
Thank you.
So you're going to Australia with the quartet, I heard, this summer.
Yes.
Which month?
So we're going at the end of June. So actually our flight is on June 26th, but because of the time difference, we arrive on June 28th. I mean, it's because of the time difference, but also because it's just an extremely long trip. It'll be about 36 hours of travel. But it'll be so worth it, because we'll be competing with actually quite a few quartet buddies, friends that we've met along our journey. And I mean, also being in Australia will be super cool. I used to be obsessed with this TV show called H2O, which was about these mermaids who were human during the day or at any point, but once they touched water, their legs turned into mermaid tails. And anyway, so it'll be fun to be in that space and to be performing for the audience in Melbourne.
Don't touch the wall.
Yeah.
So I know you've been to London too since we talked last. What was all that about?
So London was actually in November. I was able to, I guess, make up for a award that I won in 2019 with the Music Academy of the West. Basically, a cohort of musicians from the Academy at that time auditioned for several members from the LSO who have a partnership with Music Academy, London Symphony Orchestra. So they flew over to the Music Academy towards the end of the festival. I think 12 or 13 of us, actually more people auditioned, and then 12 or 13 musicians were selected to participate in a fellowship opportunity where we fly to London, spend some time with the LSO. We played two concerts, had mentorship, learned about their community service efforts, and just got to spend some time in London. So it was exciting that to finally be able to enjoy that experience after the pandemic interrupted three classes of the winners for this competition. So it was, wow, it was a nice reunion for all the Music Academy students who'd won my year and onward to make it to London and play together.
And you're going to London.
Lita, do you have a question?
No, I just said wow.
Okay, and we know that your busy schedule has also involved being a graduate student and at the University of
Delaware.
So
Blue Hens.
Okay, and so your mother is there with you in Delaware today for a very special occasion. You're graduating, and you're getting a master's.
Correct. I'm getting my master's degree today. I have my gown, steaming up in the bathroom right now, and just to get unwrinkled. And I'm gonna have to get my hood ready and assembled the correct ways for the hooding ceremony today. So very excited and glad that my family's here.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And what was your major?
So I was getting a master's of music in violin performance alongside being a part of the inaugural string quartet fellowship here at the University of Delaware with the Calidor Quartet.
So tell us a little bit about your time in Delaware. I know you've enjoyed it very much.
Yes, I've had a great time as I'm packing up all these boxes and, you know, like driving into my apartment complex for the last couple times. It's bittersweet. I feel like I've met some incredible people, friends that have meant a lot to me since I first moved here with my group. And especially being able to work with the Calidor Quartet for the past 2 years, but even longer because I and my quartet have had a relationship with them even before we came here. And so it's just been a great learning experience and a time to learn new repertoire and become masters. But there's always so much to learn. So anyway, just exciting step along the journey.
Well, I thought it was wonderful that you convinced your three other quartet members to follow you to Delaware so that all of you could be together. You're all getting graduate degrees, I assume, today. And wonderful. And so you've had a chance to continue your success. So, Yvonne, what's it been like to be the mother of this incredible, gifted musician?
It's been a joy. practically, I don't know how to describe it. A busy, hectic journey at times, but very rewarding emotionally. I'm, you know, very happy for her. Anything to do to help her have a great life and do what she loves doing. So, we're just this morning before the call. I think since maybe just before 8 o'clock, you know, writing emails, sending emails, strategizing, you know, oh, did we do this? Oh, what are the flights for this? I need the receipt for this. You know, I mean, it's been, you know, problem solving. So that's a pleasure, to tell you the truth. You know, I enjoy doing it for somebody so sweet and lovely.
So Rita, I think you have an invitation that you want to mention.
An invitation. Oh, yes, yes. I'm just wondering if the Abeo Quartet might come back to Easton when you are in Rhode Island next year. If we could do a repeat as a benefit for the Rose Conservatory. So I hope you can put that into your thinking for possibly doing it again, because the concert was wonderful and people really came to listen. And I think they'll even come, more people will come this time.
I mean, we love performing for the audience in Easton and to play for, I blanked on the school. Yes, the students at Rose. And I think that we would absolutely love to be a part of it again. And I look forward to chatting about more details, more specifics in the fall.
Excellent.
Great. That was the right answer.
Also, I just want to correct Priscilla. I never gave Njoma piano lessons. Oh. She and her siblings studied with my son's piano teacher, Maya Gorovich in Stoughton, and that's how I met them at a recital.
Oh.
And we became friends and have been since then. So
no, I think this is the second time I've made that error.
That's okay.
But at least Rita corrects me. That's great. Okay.
Well, but Rita, you know, though she might not have given them direct lessons, you know, she's been such a great mentor and supporter of them musically. I mean, you know, Rita, I don't know, Rita, I am sure you have handed me at least one large box of music, of string quartet music. And Rita has invited the children, my children, their quartet to perform at her church. Rita, they were performing with you since, did we ever figure that out?
I don't think so.
I remember, Njoma, I think when you were 10 years old, performing at our church, Holy Trinity Lutheran on Lincoln Street. Yeah. And, I don't know, maybe that's because you're 23 now, aren't you?
Yes, 23. Almost 24.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
They also played at my church in Foxborough. I can't remember. And in Natick. So yes, it's been a long run of wonderful music together.
So we did learn from you because we were playing with you and we had to have rehearsals. So I think that definitely counts.
Absolutely, as a teacher and a coach.
Okay.
and collaborator.
Well, Coach Rita, do you have any more questions or comments?
I just wondered what else you're doing this summer. I forget what happens after Australia.
So actually, before Australia, we're going to be a part of two festivals. Oh. So the first is coming up in 4 days. We're meeting for Amelia Island in Florida on the 29th, and we'll be there for until the 4th of June. And we'll be playing Mendelssohn Octet with the Dover Quartet, working on Beethoven Opus 27, and also a lot of other repertoire that we have to perform for Melbourne, including the Brahms Quartet and also the Australian Commission piece that all groups have to play in one of the rounds of the competition. So that will be our first stop. And then the second stop is the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival at the Shouse Institute. And we'll be there with, I'm not exactly sure how many other groups, but we'll be there collaborating with incredible professionals and working with members of the Emerson Quartet, as well as Shai Wozner and countless others. And we'll be playing Brahms Piano Quintet, Mozart Piano Quartet. I'll be playing a piece by Carlos Simon. And my quartet will also be playing, or I guess three of us in the quartet will be playing a string quartet by Carlos Simon. So it'll be just a great chance for us to work on quartet repertoire, but also be playing more collaborative works with other artists.
We should also mention June 9th and Njoma being invited to play in Rockport. with the Mendelssohn Octet. Want to tell us about that?
Yes, I'll be playing with the Dover Quartet as well as I'm blanking on the names right now.
Barry Schiffman,
among others, and I'm really excited for the chance to get to play with musicians that I've looked up to a long time. And to be in Rockport. I don't know how many times I've actually been to Rockport, so it'll be nice to spend time there.
It's the opening night of the Rockport Chamber Music Festival on June 9th. So a bunch of people from our area are coming to hear it.
Thank you. So excited.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for joining us today. And good luck in the future, continued success. And we welcome you back to Easton in March 2024. And congratulations today. Have a great graduation. And I hope that the party is fun. And I hope that you continue to smile and enjoy what you do. And Yvonne, you are a magnificent mother. You have always been there for your daughter and your other two children, encouraging them to be the musicians that they're intended to be. And you have really lucked out with Angioma. You are not only your mother's treasure, but you're our treasure. So we thank you. Thank you both for joining us today on Community Forum.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
It's Priscilla Almquist-Olson bidding you farewell. Till next time, be well.